stuff, you know, but there's a little knob of a hill sticking up, you know. It looks like a bald head or something, you know. The knob of a hill. The crest, you know, point.
Talking about if you're in the mountains, what about the rocky side of the mountain that drops off sharply? What would you call it?
Cliff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The plural of two.
Yeah, cliffs with an FS.
Right.
Like a cliffhanger of a ball game, you know.
Yeah. Say the old gunfire is every time they shot the person, they would carve
a notch.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where boats would stop and unload?
That's a dock. Yeah.
They're calling it a wharf?
Well, the dock is where you tie the boat. The wharf is what you walk on, right? Going to the boat, okay. Or going away from the boat. I don't know. Anyway, that's the way I saw it. Right. I could have it Bass Ackards, you know. Who knows?
Say a place in the mountains where water falls a long distance. You
waterfall.
Okay. And what about the road surfaces around here? That stuff out there on whatever extension of Jackson, whatever it is. What would you call that? That surface.
Blacktop.
Yeah.
Yeah. The highway.
Yeah.
It's just a highway.
Okay. Black.
The surface is, you know, asphalt. It's a blacktop road.
And the sticky stuff is actually.
Tar, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Okay. What about, say something that the cows always walk down from the pasture when they're coming into
the path. Cow path.
Have you ever heard any word for a strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk, maybe in residential areas?
Like a right-of-way? Is that what you mean?
No, you know, you just got the street here, sidewalk along it, and maybe just a strip of grass that between the sidewalk and the street.
Yeah, not especially, no.
Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. We don't have a lot of that around here, you know,
yeah.
Because, you know, it's concrete roads and all, and they just, the sidewalk and the street was side by side.
Have
what do they call it?
Tree lawn or anything like that?
Nah.
Say if a dog jumped out and scared you, you might pick up a
stick
or
a rock
and
chunk it at him, throw it at him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck it.
Well, actually, it probably should be chuck. You know, you up chuck, right? Me, I vomit.
Right.
But a chunk, actually, a chunk is a description of, you know, how big it is, like a chunk of wood.
Right.
But you can also chunk it at him, you know,
right.
Or throw it at him. A lot of people say throw it, T H O.
Right.
Throw it at him.
You say you vomit. Is that a neutral term for you? Or does it have any kind of joking or derogatory connotation?
Well, there's different classes of the word. Actually, I don't know if there's any clean way to say, you know, I have an upset stomach. Well, I don't know if that means they, you know, have diarrhea or if they're throwing up,
mm-hmm.
You know. Throwing up is probably the clean, slick way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But puke has a connotation of being putrid. I think of Pepto-Bismol and, you know, yuck, you know, when I think of puke.
Right.
Something totally, totally unacceptable, you know, I'd say, puke,
yeah.
You know. Vomit.
What about barf?
Well, I've heard that, but, you know, that's what people say after they've had college for 2 years, you know. I thought I'd barf, you know, think of barf being a dog, going barf, barf, you know.
And you said you upchuck?
Well, no, I heard that, you know, time or two, you know, thought I'd upchuck. But I vomit, you know, or I throw up.
Have you ever heard flashings like that?
Flash.
Had too much to drink, had to go flash?
No. If I had too much to drink and went to flash, it means I showed my genitals to some lady in the hall, you know what I mean? Yeah, I flashed them to her, you know. Hey, Mom. You know.
Toss your cookies?
Yeah, no.
Heard that?
No, I've heard get your cookies, but that's what a woman was talking about one time, yeah.
Okay. If you're in the yard and someone comes looking for, she wants to talk to your wife, and she's cooking,
mm-hmm.
You say, well, she's...
She's in the house.
Specifically.
Yeah, she's cooking.
What room? She's...
She's in the kitchen.
Okay. Preposition I want to get from you. If you like your coffee with nothing in it, say...
I like it black.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Specifically, you like it milk.
Cream and sugar, you mean?
Just kind of
with milk?
Just fill it, all right.
Yeah.
No milk, you say
yeah.
You like it.
Mm-hmm.
Milk. Just fill
without
it.
Milk.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Without.
Any other terms for, I don't know if we talked about this or not. For